So on behalf of the Abhayagiri Monastery in Mendocino County, also the other co-hosts of this event, we'd like to welcome everyone. Very delighted that this occasion has come together. It was actually Gil Fronstall's idea to create such an occasion as this, since he recognized that Venerable Ajahn Chah's influence has borne such great fruit. People like Venerable Ajahn Sumedho and Jack Cornfield have been his disciples, and so many people know their names and have received teachings from them, but Ajahn Chah was this mysterious figure off in the distance. And so Gil had the idea, why not create an occasion where we could really introduce Ajahn Chah and his life and his way of being and his teachings much more explicitly to the people in the US and surrounding countries, and create such an occasion as this. So we thought that was a wonderful brainchild, and so glad to see so much good energy and thoughtful preparation has gone into drawing all of this together. And hopefully during this weekend, people have a chance to look at some of the pictures, and please feel free to help yourself to all of the literature that's available. Everything is done on a free distribution basis. This is one of the most central principles that Ajahn Chah embodied, was that the Dharma is freely offered, and those who are interested, let them come and see, let them come and partake with nothing expected in return. And creating that kind of field of blessing and richness of Dharma practice. Also, during the course of this weekend, we have a number of people speaking, many of the old guard, some in robes, some in lay clothes, and people who trained with Ajahn Chah in the 60s, 70s, up until the failing of his health in the 80s. So even though there will be many of us speaking, we also want to encourage a spirit of participation. So there will be plenty of time for opening up things for questions and dialogue between everyone who's here. And we hope that you feel free to ask your questions or put forth your comments, or even have your own recollections. Maybe there's one or two people here who met Ajahn Chah and who knew him. And there will be times when we would like to invite those people also to speak. Similarly, Ajahn Chah was very keen on, say, not listening to Dharma teachings or appreciating Dharma events just from an intellectual point of view, but he would train us to listen with the heart rather than the ears. So it might be that things that you hear or things that you see happening or ways things are done, then your mind might go into, oh, that's interesting, quick, get out the notepad, write it down, or I don't like the look of that, that looks pretty strange to me. And so in the terms of listening to Dhamma or being in this kind of environment, to suspend the critical faculties, suspending the mind that wants to just turn it into information, to gather everything together or to criticize it, whatever extreme the mind goes into, but just to open the heart to receive it all. And he would always say, whatever is useful in this teaching, please take it and use it, and whatever is not useful, then please leave it aside. So in the same spirit, we hope this weekend people will open your hearts to receive everything that is offered, verbal and non-verbal, during this weekend, and to allow it in, allow it to permeate your hearts and to affect you in a deep way, and to then trust that whatever is useful will be that will be taken into your, what Ajahn Chah would call your tape recorder. You might not remember all of the blizzard of words and the information and the stories, but he said, if it's on your tape recorder, you know, all you have to do is trust that when you push the button, it'll be there when you need it. So on that note, we'd like to have a quiet sitting for a few minutes, and then after that we'll have the first couple of presentations.